Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Olala Njinga back on the show. Olala is the chairman of Yellowwood Group. I think that's right. The founder, the president, CEO, chairman, probably the former cost accountant over there too. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. And I want to get her to tell us about all the new stuff she's working on. Olala, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
You were the original cost accountant over there, weren't you? Like I was.
The bottle washer, the candle maker, and everything in between.
everything in between. So, welcome back.
We miss you.
Tell us, remind us what the other things that you're doing. I can't keep up with all the stuff you're doing in the state of North Carolina.
Well, it's a pretty cool time, you know, of life. And one of the mantras that I kind of have about living this life is that life is divided into two acts. You spend the first act kind of chasing success and the second act really looking for significance. And so right now I'm kind of living my second act. The kids are grown. The one is married. And so now I'm in a position, you know, the company's 13 years old. I was fortunate to be able to sell a portion of my company and hold on to a portion that was really near and dear to me, and it has freed me up to be able to serve in the public sector and really do some cool things for small business in the state of North Carolina. So I've got an appointment by our governor to what's called NC Works, which is formerly the Workforce Development Commission, and I represent the small business sector in that seat. The needs, the talent needs and educational needs for a workforce-ready workforce and how that relates to small business. And I was fortunate enough to pick up a second appointment, which is the Governor's Advisory Council for Small and Historically Underutilized Businesses. I also hold the small business seat on that council. And chair the needs and assessment.
Now you see why I couldn't say all that. Folks. It's just too much stuff.
It is a mouthful.
It's too much stuff going on, and I'd rather hear you say it than me try to memorize it. So, okay, tell us why North Carolina is good for small businesses.
You know, I've been here a long time. I've been, I'm going into 17 years, so I like to think of myself as a pseudo-Southerner, quite frankly. I think I've earned that right, okay? I'm eating the biscuits. Maybe not the gravy, but I got the biscuits in the
gravy. There's another name but that Southerners have for you, but I won't say it.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. But I believe that North Carolina is really such a hotbed for small business, because we've got this beautiful combination of a couple of key elements. You've got a workforce that has access to post-secondary education almost at every point across the state. More than half of our state has some form of post-secondary education. So we're an intelligent workforce committed to continuing education. So no matter who you bump into, you're likely to find someone who's in a workshop or a conference or going back to school.
Is there a state in the union that has more schools than North Carolina does?
Well, are you saying that sarcastically?
No, I'm serious. No, I mean it. Every other corner's got a college or some kind, or a university of some kind.
Right. We do have
some of them share borders. You know, the properties
right,
share
actually.
Borders almost.
That's right. So, you know, we're an intelligent workforce. We're always striving for educational excellence, and so that's important. We also have a really nice population of relocated or, in some cases, dislocated people, as they're sometimes called, or transplant. And I would certainly fall into that bucket, even though I feel like I've been here long
enough.
Well,
and Research Triangle has contributed to that significantly.
Than
the Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area. The Research Triangle is an amazing part of the state over there.
And you know, it started out as, you know, nothing but trees. You know, it was this dense forestry.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were fortunate that large employers like IBM came out, cleared out some of the land.
But now really the landscape has changed. The business sector is more diverse and not as huge in terms of unit of companies, and more smaller companies, right?
Absolutely, and that change has been wonderful. I've been here long enough to watch that evolution.
Yeah.
And right now, I would say 2 of every 3 new jobs that we see is actually coming from the small to mid-sized
right.
employer.
When we come back, business. We're going to talk about the impact that women are having in North Carolina. This is International Women's History Month, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.